Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking to?
Mr. Simon Cordell, is that DC
Hi,
Razak
Simon.
I'm speaking?
It is, yeah.
Oh, good
How are you?
morning. I'm, well, not too happy for the situation that I'm being put into, obviously. So, but like, I'm together, I've got my case together. I'm supposed to be attending court this afternoon in regards to the incident and what's been going on. So I'm acting litigant in my case myself now. So what my intentions are to do in the other part of the case, what my intentions are to do is I'm going to serve my response bundle, which is my full diary with all of my evidence of all my recordings and everything, and I'm going to prove joint circular that Lemmy understood what actually happened. Is Lemmy understood that the case had been thrown out by the Crown Prosecution, three cases, one for Stan, one for George Quinton's bike, and one thing I got arrested for the Met, and I got taken to this, held in overnight and taken to Woodgrove and to the police and to the court. The judge threw the three cases out. The witness prosecution team and care system is called Jane or something. She contacted Konnichiwa, which is Lemmy's boss, and told Lemmy's boss that the cases had been thrown out. Lemmy tried to entrap me, and he kept saying to me that if I don't go for a, this was like a year later. If I don't go for a meeting with him, and in regards to these dead cases that have been NFA'd, then I'm going to get a possession order. I refused and said that's entrapment. He never got no new signatures of any new people. And in my first recording, he goes into the computers and he admits that there was no other complaints. This was on the 8th of 17th. Now, he says last complaint was on the 1st of January, which are these claims that got NFA'd. Then he basically, because I wouldn't attend, he got upset and he created another possession order. So he had no signatures, again, the same as the first ASBO, yeah, where there was no signatures. Now, what he knew what he'd done, yeah, next was he went to the first ASBO folder and he took the page out where they threatened me and say, attend court and they'd diss us and we'll remand, yeah, which is the page where they've used my bail conditions to do that, which I couldn't get a solicitor in the first case. Now, he's used that page and put that into the first, into this possession order, which clearly proves that he knew about the first ASBO, and I was telling him, please call an emergency meeting. He refused to call the emergency meeting and acted bias. There was lots of complaints beforehand. There's over 200 emails to the MPs and everyone asking them to protect me, yeah, and they wouldn't protect me. Then he's gone and made a second ASBO. Then he made a second injunction order, which is the third injunction order, to try and get everyone's signatures in, because he never got the signatures for the first possession because I went to court. And then he falsified John Ivan's statement. He's where it's all computer text. He's gone to the top and changed the date on it so that he can had the signature and the statements he was missing. And he's done it in writing when there isn't tipex, which is against the law. We all understand the procedures against things. So he tried to cover up with the statements, and by making the statements on the second injunction order, I blew that out of the court case by him messing up with his time, not filing his cases in time. He got upset trying to get the injunction reopened. They refused to do it. The judge saved them all. Now they've gone and thrown in another injunction order, and they've gave you a load of bogus about threats to kill. Before them threats to kill, I phoned up 999 because I was getting attacked in my house again. Yeah, and I asked for your protection, the police's protection. They said that they're not going to protect me again. So I went upstairs in self-defense, and I never acted out of ordinary. I recorded the full details of what happened. And I've got all these recordings and proof of everything. So I've documented the full diary. They're one company, and it takes them to make all the ASBOs, and you're another company. It takes you to make the same thing. So between you all, yeah, there would be none of these false claims, and I'm being held illegally in my house because of them. And they just want to cover it up. They've caused a sex scandal in mine and my partner's name just to make me run out of the country to cover all of this up. And you can see the dates in it and the complaints. I'm just going to have to put it in the response bundle. I don't know where that leaves you standing with your case, but you understand that I've never done nothing wrong throughout here, and I've been a good citizen, I've been a good man, and they've just tempted me because of I'm an easy victim.
Okay, can I just stop you there, Simon?
Yeah, cool, sir. Cool.
Yeah. Like I said to you, in the interview, prior to the interview, I understand there's been a number of issues between yourself and Lemmy, right? Which you are in the process of sorting out. He made an allegation against you about threats to kill, and that's the only thing I'm investigating. And I'm going to do it, I'll do it as fairly as I can, and it's not going to be my decision, okay? You had used to call
I'm supposed to attend bail this morning, but I've left emails and I've contacted you and I've asked my solicitor to contact you and explain that I'm going to the court and I'm not going to be able to attend that.
That's fine.
If you could postpone it. The CPS understood everything that they was doing in the first ASBO because of Sally Gilhurst. She was the case handler and she's the executive director. I've got loads of recordings of me telling them. Don't get yourselves involved in it and then you don't have to be wrote in it. Like, I know you're in Edmonton and you're just overseeing your colleagues and the rest of it as well, but you ain't done nothing wrong. You've come in to do your job, you've overseen this case and the Crown Prosecution are wrapped up into their neck anyway. Yeah, this is over a traffic copper and over... If I was to sit there and go through it all right now, there's a lot to it. I understand exactly what's happening. They're trying to kill me, hold me illegally in my house. Sorry, but come on, you know that. That's the highest grade priority right now. The companies are abusing position and that they're using this as a cover-up and they're trying to use you part as a cover-up to cover up the initial problems which are here, which they're holding me illegally. But if you understand the preliminary rules besides procedures, besides your statutory duties as a police officer and assigning paperwork and that, they falsified the paperwork and they've done it in a third perspective. The police officers did, Aaron King and that, in a third perspective and pretended to be residents. They've not wrote them for themselves. There's missing signatures. Without no case files, then they shouldn't have done this. They forged the paperwork for their own self-gains to hold me, which is irresponsible and negligent. I've offered them, they've kept their jobs for 4 or 5 years. If I really wanted to be an arsehole, I could have gone to Edmonton Police Station and I could have filed a report in properly. I've wound them up and shown them that I understood what was happening to me. But I have a lot of respect for the police officers. I do have that respect here. But now they've been happy in their jobs for all these years. All I've asked them to do is call an EGM meeting and between them just see that there's an error in law and that trespass wasn't present on none of these buildings. Drop the case under that. Yeah, and then none of them get in trouble. I'm not going to walk in the police station and do corruption after that. I've been held wrongfully by an error in law. I'll get a little bit of dated money, I'll get a tent, and I'm going to go into the civic centre with a diary, and I'm hoping that I can get a couple of patrol coppers and we can do constructive things. But other than that, I see that I'm going to have to serve the report, and it's going to cause conflict in the end. But no matter what, I am righteous in what I am doing. I hope I don't have to. I don't want to do that. I've been avoiding doing it. That's why they've had their jobs for 4 or 5 years since this has been going on. But I refuse to do another 3 years. I spoke to Sally and just asked her kindly, look, Sally, yous are out of order, yeah? A lot of these cops, yeah, the only reason that they're in trouble is because they made secondary statements, yeah? Steve Ellsmore made the first mistake by copying their statements and he opened them and amended them, which is against the law, and when he amended them, he falsified things in them and made their statements look bad, wrapped them into it. Then a little while later, because I got onto Stephen for doing it and noticed it, because I understood what the paper says, open and amended and that, and that's against the law, right? I said to him, let them make secondary statements. Now all of this, I've saved them, I've sat in my house all this time just making a few wind-up phone calls and that, trying to get things resolved. They've had their jobs. And all I want, I don't want to be in until 2020 August. I can't fire my sound system to anybody. Yeah, no more. And I've wrote to every council and asked them, can I get a licence, yeah? And they said, because it says the organisation of illegal raids, they won't give me my personal licence or nothing else no more. The only one that will give me my licence is Enfield Council, and Enfield Council's allowed these neighbours to do that to me. I've wrote to all 33 boroughs, they've all wrote to me and said it's illegal what they're doing. Everyone has their own licensing department, and that they all have their own licensing departments, and that because it says the organisation of illegal raves, I have to go on a special committee and they're mostly going to refuse my licence because of it. Yeah, and it's not fair. It's restricted my whole life. The only thing I'm allowed to do is hire a sound equipment, personal or otherwise. Yeah, personal is personal and otherwise is business. I'm not allowed to hire it without Enfield Council's consent. And I spent a lot of money and a lot of time in building my charity and my limited company to do for them and say, I'm frozen because of what they've done. I'm actually frozen. I've already got legal, and everyone's told me I've got a massive forum full of ex-coppers that have been watching the case from the beginning to the end. I show them all the paper, and they've all been writing injunction orders and everything for me, giving them to serve you, and I've not been serving them on you lot. because I don't need the problems at the end of it. I just wanted the keys to the park to come and meet you, like have a couple of meetings and to do some constructive stuff. I feel that if I'm getting in trouble for illegal raids, you that are truly my partners, because every single one of them, I wouldn't have done them if I weren't green-lighted in 2012. I've done it in the belief that I'm right in history and that we're going to do constructive things in life, in the future. I'm grateful for that. I apologise for having a go the other day and speaking, but I've been held a long time, man. I've got lots of the recordings. I've got there's over 100 recordings. So there's more than 100 of them. I learned off of you lot nicking me all my life on the best coppers, all the way 222 with Catherine and a lot of you. I know how to put a case together, and I'm telling you, I've put this together properly. I don't want to serve it. I don't want to serve it because of the problems it's going to cause. I just want to be released. That's all I want, and I want to be able to get some work and stay out of your ways, man. Other than do good things with them. That's it. They're inaccurate, no matter what he says, they're inaccurate. And that the worst... In the past, we had this same argument before, which was in Aberlin Junction. When I said to a gentleman, Matthew Elegant, I'm going to ruin your life, and I'm going to end up killing you because of what I'm going. And then what I said is, I'm going to go to the police station. I'm going to serve them my report. And Sarah Fletcher overheard this, and she wrote it all in the paper. They kicked my printers out of my house after destroying my charity, and they told me I'm not allowed no printers in my house. Yeah, they tried taking my home for it. They gave me a possession order. If you read the possession order, the possession order is because of. They killed my unborn child. I told George that they killed my child in front of Lemmy. Lemmy, run back to the office. He's an idiot. He started scribbling us. Simon said that they killed my unborn child and we're giving him a possession order for it. And he's got industrial printers in his hat. Come on, I built the printers so that I'm not shutting those bags of drawer or nothing. And I starved myself and every penny went into them printers so that I can help people. I went and bought them off a church and I'm not even allowed them in my front room anymore. It's going to destroy a lot of people's lives, so definitely 100%. I'll win the case 100% blindfolded, and there's 120 people here. Every police officer's name that was involved in my case, I've got every single one of their emails, their personal... Yeah, I can go through every name now, every single one of them in detail, yeah? I've got 100% in traditional words, 100% in grammar. I've got 100% in everything. I do any draft, you check my writing, I've got the best in the country. Yeah, I'm of the highest 12% in the whole country in writing, yeah? And I'm telling you, I'll do that for a test against any of you, and I'll beat everyone else down here. And now I'm telling you now, I wrote this document properly. Yeah, it's a master document, and I'm not playing about. Yeah, my dad was a union rep, he was, yeah, Orange G Lightning, and I've learned everything off my dad and took all of their books and all of their stuff and learned how to... I've got books here that teach me how to build reports. Yeah, I've got everything, and I've built it properly.
Sorry, because you understand what I'm saying
to you. Yes, I do understand that. The day I got released from your police station, I come back home, yeah, and I've got the video recordings here. If you ever listen to how bad they're attacking me in my house, running around, banging, I've got the whole video of all of them lot upstairs, the family upstairs, and the other one chasing me in my front room, I'm going in my kitchen, please stop it, I love you, but why are you doing this to me? They're chasing me in my kitchen, bang, 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 going to my bathroom, why are you doing this to me? Bang, 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 above on my head, into my bedroom, I've got the day I got released from this, I'm showing up all the videos, everything, come on. I'm ready to go. I phoned the police and the police told me that they're not coming to my house and put the phone down on me. And then BT picked up the phone and BT said, that's out of order what these police keep doing to you, bro. And they said, do you want me to put you back through to the police? I said, no, there's no point putting me back through to the police because they've been through this enough time. Yeah, and and she was like, yeah, and that's out of order what they're doing to you. I've got it all on recording. That call centre's going to get ripped to pieces, Bowen Lambert, and I've got all their company heads, I've got all the company numbers, I've got everything, I've got a whole bloody lot of them. All the directors, everyone, ready to go. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll get the contract straight away back.
Right, yeah, that's fine,
right. Ask Ed Sheeran or one of them lot for it, they've got it.